This is Decoder Datebook for May 9th. We live in a time of abundant food, easily found at the grocery store, a big box retailer, or a restaurant. Some people prefer natural food stores, farmers markets, or their very own gardens. A few stalwart purists even pursue wild foods foraged from nature. Today we're taking a look at one of the best edible wild plants ever known, the cattail. Cattails are everywhere, growing in prairie potholes, along the shores of ponds and lakes, and even in roadside ditches. Incredible as it may sound, almost all parts of the cattail plant are edible. In spring, the new shoots, arising from last year's decayed reeds, are dormant sprouts. If you pull the stem, it'll break off at ground level. Cut off the tender inner core of the white stem base. Wash it, and you can eat it raw, or boil it, like asparagus. This cattail portion is tasty from May through June. By June, a sausage-shaped spike develops at the cattail's top. The male portion of the bloom spike, when green, can be cut free, boiled, and eaten, like corn on the cob, with butter and salt. You can also gather the golden pollen from the male bloom. After drying and sifting, the pollen can be added to soup, or mixed with flour to cook in bread or pancakes. The underground roots can be eaten any time of the year, but they take work to harvest. You'll need to dig up the rope-like rhizome root stems, peel off the outer covering, and grind the parts into flour. Also, the lump, where the roots meet the stem, can be boiled or roasted in any season, summer, winter, autumn, or spring. It was on this date in 1970 that the Bismarck Tribune published a fascinating cattail story telling how Dr. Klingensmith, who lived in Mandan, got lots of energy from the cattail soup he made from the roots of plants he harvested near his home. A word of caution. Never gather cattails near roads, as the plant collects auto-exhaust pollutants along with grit and dirt. Maybe this is the year to try some wild plants in your diet. Cattails, known as the supermarket of the swamps, are especially easy to identify and offer several wild culinary delights. Today's Decoder Datebook is written by Steve Hoffbeck. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Decoder Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.